And a scripture that I encountered this week. In Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 1. Amen. Can we have it? Amen. For the first time for me to understand this scripture was this week. Amen. Say, when the day of Pentecost had fully come. So the topic is the day of Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. If you read the whole Bible, you will know that God has chosen to manifest himself in three persons, but one God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now, from Genesis all through the Old Testament, all we encounter is God the Father. Every mention of the Son was veiled. So Jesus was discussed in the Old Covenant in terms of shadow and types. But then a time came. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 4, can we look at it? Galatians chapter 4. I think it's verse 7. Galatians 4, 7. Amen. It said, verse 4. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. Amen. When the fullness of time had come, I pray that you will encounter your own fullness of time. Amen. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his only Son, born of woman, born under the law. At the time Jesus entered the earth and was manifested as the Son of God, the Holy Spirit was behind the scene walking with him. You remember the scripture in Acts of Apostles 10:38 that says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all who were sick and oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. The Holy Ghost was on Jesus. When Jesus was about to die, in John chapter 7, let's see, John chapter 7, I think verses 37 to 39. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Verse 38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart, some versions say out of his belly, will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning who? Concerning who? The Holy Spirit, the Spirit. Whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given. Because Jesus was not yet what? Glorified. In the Old Testament, all the prophets that work with God, the Spirit will come upon them and leave after doing the work. Sometimes you go to see a prophet, you say, bring me a musical instrument, and they will play music. As they play music, the Spirit of God will come upon the man, and the man will be able to speak what God wants to speak. After that, he becomes an ordinary man again. Jesus came, moved among us, and died, and rose again from the dead, and ascended into heaven. And the Bible says, I think also in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, I think around verse 32 or so, say that God, that Jesus has received the Spirit from the Father and has now done what? Poured him out upon us. Because the Bible says, in the last days, I will do what? I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters, they will do what? Prophesy. Your old men will see what? Your old men will dream dreams. And your young men will do what? See vision. And I will pour out my Spirit upon all my men servants and my maid servants. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh in the last days. Amen. Now, in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, now the Bible said, when the day... Then what does that mean? On the day, when the day... What is the meaning of the day? That means the time when it is the responsibility of the Holy Spirit to rule over the earth. When it is his turn to rule, to direct whatever is happening on the earth. Amen. Amen. And so we are in the last days, and this is the day of the Holy Spirit. This is the day for him to rule and reign on earth in the life of everybody. Let me surprise you, or let me tell you this. God says, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. All flesh. Is man the only flesh on earth? When the Spirit of God comes over a place, that for God, for to bring that place under the rule of God, every flesh has to be touched. Have you seen a mad dog before? Why is a dog mad? Have you seen a mad cow before? Hello? Why is the cow mad? Why? Maybe neurological disorder is that? How many of you have seen a mad dog or a mad cow or have heard? Okay, if you have heard about a mad cow, let me see. Yeah.
On TV?
You heard of it on TV? All right. Go to the local places, even in this country. You see that sometimes some cows get mad. Why are they mad? Why do they get mad? Because spirits, there are spirits that come into them and move them. I will tell you a story about a farmer in Switzerland. He had a ranch, cattle ranch. And in his ranch, every morning when he comes there, he will read the Bible to his cattle, to his cow. He will bring a verse, a chapter of the Bible and read to them. So, one day, they do a competition among all the farmers to see whose cow is the best, whose animals are the best. And in every category that the competition was done, his cow won in all the categories. The well-fed, the most well-behaved, In every category. So it's so bad, and it happened year after year. Then the scientists came to him and said, "We want to see what's happening in your farm. Why are you winning all this competition all around in every category? What is happening? Show us your feed." He brought the feed, and the feed was the same feed that everybody uses. He said, "There is must be something you do in this farm that we don't know. What is it?" He said, "I've used the same thing. So anyway, one thing I do is that every day I come here, I use the Bible and read it over my farm. I pronounce it. I declare it over my animals." And they say, "That must be the only secret." So after a while, he grew tired. He stopped reading the Bible over his farm. One day, one of his cows became mad. And the destruction the cow caused in his farm was too much that he went to God and began to cry, "Daddy, why this destruction in my farm?" God said, "Because you stopped what you were doing." The enemy came over the cow. He repented, asked God for mercy. "I'm going back to it." This is a life story, real, not fiction. Amen. When he repented that day in the farm and began to worship God in the farm and began to pray, the Spirit of God came and rested upon that mad cow. And the mad cow fell down flat, slain in the spirit, and was lying down there for more than 2 hours. Nobody touched it. When the cow got up, it became the best behaved cow. "I will pour out my spirit upon all what?" May God deliver us from religion. Amen. So what are we saying? We are in the period when the word "day" there means the season or the time. It's not a day. It is what? A season. When the day of Pentecost had come, it is not just like a day, calendar day we are talking about. No. It was not a day that ended on the day of Pentecost. No. It was a time, a season. When the Holy Spirit has been given chance to rest upon all flesh and begin to bring all flesh to be in alignment with the will of the Father in heaven. Amen. Anybody that does not yield to the rule of the Spirit is living against the time. Amen. Oh, that God will help us to know that this is the time, the season that the Spirit is supposed to rule. When I discovered this, I said, "Lord, take over your church. Take over my life. Take over everything. Rule over us." The Bible says that those who are led by the Spirit of God are who? How much of our lives have we yielded to Him? What does a ruler do among a people? What does a ruler do? A ruler influences the behavior and action of those under him. Is it not true? When the ruler comes, he will influence. Look at this. Take the country for example. One man, because we make him one, the ruler, is able to influence how everybody is doing what? Behaving. Even the same civil servants that have been there serving other rulers, Because of the new ruler, they are dancing. Whether they believe what he wants or not, they must now. Their actions are being influenced. They must do what the ruler is saying they should do. Amen. Amen. Beloved, God wants me to share with you that this is the day of Pentecost. This is the day when it is the right of the Spirit of God to rule, to influence our thoughts, to influence our speeches, to influence our actions until we are fully in alignment with the will of heaven. Praise the Lord. And Jesus said, I am living. It is important, it is to your benefit that I live. If I don't live, this new ruler that will help you will not come. Amen. Say, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. So the rule of the Holy Spirit is a rule every one of us should welcome with open arms. Amen. Amen. If it was not going to be in our interest, Jesus will not say it. He said, I tell you the truth. It is to your what? Advantage that I go away. Because if I don't go away, this comforter, this helper, this standby helper, this strengthener, this person that will help you and teach you what you need to do, that will be your counselor, that will be your guide, this person that will stand by you everywhere you go, that this person that will now come and live in you, this person now that will begin to change your thought and your action, he will not come. Amen. I know many of us want the Holy Ghost for display. It's not for display. He has come to be what? The ruler. Amen. Amen. He has come to do what? To rule. To rule your life, to rule my life, to rule the life of our children, to rule the life of our animals, to rule the entire earth until the entire earth has been fully submissive unto the authority and kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When the day of Pentecost had fully come. That day, we are in that day. It began in Acts of Apostles chapter 2 verse 1. That day has not expired. That day will only expire on the day that we hear the trumpet sound. Amen. Have we allowed him to rule? How much rule? How much of my life? How much of your life have we yielded to his rule? For as many as are led, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We must yield and cede the rulership to him. We must acknowledge him from this day that, Lord, it is your right to rule over us. Rule over us, glorify the Son and the Father. Jesus said, when he comes, he will teach you all things. In John chapter 16, he said, he will do what? Teach you all things. And he will remind you things that I've already told you. It's a tragedy for a man to be without the rulership of the Holy Ghost. I want us to get out of lip service to the Spirit and yield our hearts to him. Yield our spirit to him. Yield our soul to him. Yield our mind to him. Yield our imagination to him. You become very creative when you are open to the Spirit. Amen. There are many problems in the world that they are begging for solution. Do you know how much the world is spending on some to find solutions from some particular diseases? Do you know? The world is, look, they are making every effort, diligent effort to find solution for problems of earth. How many Christians are diligent on their knees crying to God, give me a solution for this. Amen. And you cannot get it unless you are friends of the Holy Ghost. Because he is a member of the Godhead who has the right and authority to rule over the earth. And while he rules, his main objective is to exalt the Son of God. Amen. Jesus said, he's not going to speak of his own authority. When he comes, he will speak of me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't have the time. I'm going to stop here. But I want to ask you, under whose day are you living? The day of the Spirit or the day of your flesh? Or the day of the devil? Jesus was born in the Apostles' Creed. Say, we believe in God the Father, and we believe that Jesus was born, he suffered and died in the day of who? Pontius Pilate. That is the time that the Pontius Pilate was what? In charge and ruling over the earth, over their districts. So the day of Pentecost is the day of the rule of the Spirit. Would you be willing to yield to him today? Say, Lord, I surrender to your rule. I surrender to your leadership. Whatsoever you want, however you want to do it, rule over me. Any plan you want to give me, give me. What is the instruction? I am willing to change my thought and my actions in accordance with your own direction. Praise the Lord. When the day of Pentecost has fully come, we are in that day. Can we yield to him? Let's open our heart. Close our eyes and open our heart to him. Talk to him. You can only be under one ruler. You cannot have two rulers. Because this one may give a conflicting instruction and the other one may give an instruction that runs contrary to the other. Tell him you're willing to be under his rule. Tell him you have acknowledged that it is his right to rule over you. It is right, his right to rule over me. Tell him to come into your life, to help you, to rule you, to make you grow, become a better Christian, to make you conform to the image of the Son of God, to help you, teach you the mind of the Father. Tell him you are tired of ruling yourself. Self-rule. Self-rule is dangerous. Because the heart of man is desperately wicked. And above all, highly deceitful. You cannot afford to rule yourself anymore. Tell God that you cannot afford to rule yourself anymore. That you are surrendering to the rule of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Tell him to take over the leadership of his church. Tell him to rule over us. As a church, we cannot rule ourselves. We cannot be under man's government. The Bible said that the government shall be upon his shoulders. And the Holy Ghost is called the Spirit of the Son of God. Tell him that the government from today, that you are bringing the government of your life upon his shoulders. Whatever he says, you will do. Wherever he leads, you will go. Whatever he says, he forbids, you will forbid. Thank you, Father. Tell him you are sorry for wanting to use him. Use him. He is the master. He is our Lord. He's our God. Can a man just want to use God and think he will succeed? You want to use him and display signs and wonders and then and ride on the wings of that euphoria? No. He is the ruler. Let's yield to him. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name. Praise God.